Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We got quick hits coming up in about 20 minutes, but Kevin Stefanski has said that Shador right now is not getting any first-team reps, and I do think it's interesting. Again, like, how big of a deal it is? It's a big deal because it's a Browns quarterback, and they're trying to develop two quarterbacks at once. I think it's really easy. I think you're going to hear this a bit. I think people who want to punt on this topic are going to say, this is why you shouldn't have taken two quarterbacks in the first place. Yeah, that doesn't matter. They're in the boat now. Now it's, how do we get the boat to move?
They took two, but this is just, they're only invested in developing the one for right now. That's the read that I have on it.
I don't think
that's
it's
fine.
That they're not invested in Shador. I think it's differing levels of investment. And I think then you go to, should they have differing levels of investments in developing Dylan and Shador? And that's where I'm like, no, it's a late third round pick and it's a fifth round pick. What the hell are we talking about here?
I'm curious to see if this changes at all. Again, everyone I talked to about this made the suggestion that this is very common practice and this situation is different because it's two rookies. But for a rookie quarterback to be starting, you get 100% of the reps, and that's not even negotiable. So like I'm going to go with what they're telling me because I'm not at practices every day.
I just think the weird thing is it's so hard to find. Like if we're talking RG3, he was the number two pick in the 2012 draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kirk Cousins, who I think was pick 101 or 102. Okay, that one makes sense. There was no chance Kirk Cousins was going to play that year under that system, and RG3 was the guy. This one's different. It's so hard to find like applicable comparisons and analogies for this because rarely do you take a late third and then a mid fifth rounder, and very rarely are both expected to play in one season.
Is that the miss in the conversation? Is that the people that I'm talking with are just looking at it from like, oh, this is what happened with Drake May. This is what happened with Jaden Daniels. This is what happened with Caleb Williams. This is what happens when you take a rookie quarterback. Is that the gap here?
One more time.
Okay, the idea that, so it wasn't that it was Shador and Dylan, that it was two rookie quarterbacks. It's the idea that it's when you have a rookie quarterback, it's basically non-negotiable. They get 100% of the snaps in this type of setting.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
So, because this goes along with AFR saying, not to pick a fight with the boys. It's fine if you do, buddy. But this is always how quarterback development works. This is not an always situation. Like that to me, like this situation bucks trends because you don't have this situation ever in the NFL. Ever. If you take a third and fifth round quarterback, there's a good veteran in front of them. So if they're getting developmental reps or first team reps, it's maybe it's what Dylan Gabriel got when Joe Flacco was here. So I think that's where, like, I hear that everyone's saying, well, this is how it regularly goes in the NFL. This is not a regular situation. Like, the Browns can say, we're not prepared to play Shador this year. And they can say that publicly. No one on the planet believes that they don't have it in the back of their mind that at some point that kid's hitting the field.
Yeah, but I think they're just so worried about right now and the moment in right now that they're just going to take whatever sacrifice that is for Shador. They're just looking at it as we need to get the best out of Dylan Gabriel right now. And if that means that 4 weeks from now we have to go to Shador, but Dylan was slightly worse and maybe this was part of the reason why. Like they clearly showed their hand here, and I don't even hate them for it. I don't begrudge them for it. Like they're just putting Dylan ahead of them, and they've done that the entire time.
I don't either, but I don't love if they're falling back on, well, this is how we do in the NFL. It's like none of this situation is typical, so you shouldn't be treating it like a typical NFL situation. 216-474-0092. Shador not getting first team reps yet. Should he be? Thomas and Shaker, welcome to the show, my guy.
Hey, Nick. Hey, JP. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Doing well, buddy. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, real quick question. Because I was just thinking about this while I was on hold. Who do you think Jimmy Haslam is more in favor of, Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders?
Ooh.
Well, I think it's Shador. But I have no evidence to suggest that outside of the fact that I think Jimmy Haslam told him to draft Shador.
He also seems to travel around with a bunch of young men in Shador jerseys around him. I don't know if that was just on the sideline, but he's got a Shapasi around him.
Okay, so with that said, did y'all not just have a conversation yesterday, an hour-long conversation about how Jimmy Haslam might be listening to phone calls? Or he could listen into
I mean, the saving grace in all of this, Thomas, is that I think that Jimmy Haslam is going to be the one that forces them to eventually play Shador.
Like, that's a saving grace. That sounds like a really problematic thing.
I believe that from day one. Well, no, this is the slight advantage of having someone that's as controlling of an owner as he is that when I have the thought process that he has in this one, I'm going to be able to see what I want to see. Whereas I've said it a million times.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Times. I don't think the same way as Stefanski and Barry at all. That, like, every decision they make is like an opposite decision of what I would do consistently, and we see how that's worked out for them.
No, I mean, you're not wrong about that. I will say this, though. I don't think that Dylan Gabriel is the quarterback of the future. Obviously, I want to at least give him a chance, but I haven't seen anything that's overwhelming the last couple of games that say, hey, this kid is, you know, it. But maybe that's because I'm also intrigued to see what Shador has. But part of me also can't get that second preseason game out of my head. I know it's only one game, but, you know, there's just things that he did, like turning his back to the defense that, you know, you're like, ooh, this kid's not ready yet. And, you know, there's more.
Did you watch Joe Burrow do that in the preseason game too? You did. Did you watch Caleb Williams do it as well? It was a big talking point in Chicago sports talk.
Caleb Williams.
He had a massive play just like Shador had where he turned around and ran 20 yards backwards. They talked about it on Chicago sports radio for 3 weeks.
I didn't see it. I honestly did not see that. I'm sorry. I don't watch preseason Caleb Williams and Joe Burrow, but I did watch preseason Shador. So I do apologize. I didn't see it, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying he's not talented. I just think that there's a lot to go into to being a quarterback in the NFL. I do think that him sitting back in these last couple of games, the first few games of the season, and watching how Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel prepare for games probably helped him. And I do think it's time to start seeing what he got. Don't get me wrong, but I do think that it was important for somebody who coming from a Big 12 conference, a conference that's not on the same level as the Big 10, and that he did not play as good a competition as Dylan Gabriel did. I think it's very important that he step behind him and learn how to prepare for a game.
Thomas, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. It helps that Dylan played 75 years in college.
Was the suggestion that he was going to, like, that Shador was going to learn from Dylan? Is that what the suggestion was?
I think that was,
the
suggestion there.
Well, that's a banana suggestion.
You have to sit near each other in the sidelines to learn. I heard that's a conversation,
That's a banana suggestion.
Our guy, Bonjour.
Dylan should be learning from Shador.
Our guy, Bonjour Bob. Bonjour!
Bonjour!
Saying the fact that DG has been turnover-free is the reason, I believe, as to why they're doing this setup of reps between the two quarterbacks. All right. We can't do this. All right. I understand that technically he is turnover free. He is putting the ball in jeopardy. And he has the last 2 weeks. And I understand that there's some weird, bizarro world where you have to argue about turnover worthy plays.
Won by PFF this last week.
But the fact is, one is too many. And 2 weeks ago, it was like 17. Let's not do the thing of he's not turning the ball over, because that flips on its ear with one bad game. Which, if he continues at this rate, will happen soon enough.
But I think where I see Stefanski on this, and trust me, I want Shador to get as many reps as he possibly can. But where
doesn't sound like it.
Well, it makes obvious sense if you think that Dylan Gabriel is where all your investment is, from whether that is you telling Barry, you telling Haslam, you telling all these guys that that's your choice and I can make him into something, and that's why you got a third round pick. Then he's going to be selfish with these reps because he wants Dylan to succeed at such a high rate. This is what he's going to do. And yes, does that come at some sort of little cost towards Shador? Yeah, but right now that's not Stefanski's problem. It might be his problem 4 weeks from now, but he's not looking at it that way.
So I don't think your read on that dynamic is wrong. What I'm saying is, when you're not a leader of men, which again, I think Kevin is some sort of leader, but I don't think he's a Vrabel-esque leader, right? When your whole thing is, I'm an offensive head coach, and that we got a defensive head coach over there in Jim Schwartz, like, you're not the kind of leader that can play favorites. There are guys, like the true football guys, right? The guys who are great communicators can play favorites.
Yeah, but he is, though. That's the difference.
But what do you mean?
Well, he is playing favorites. Like, yeah, Dylan's his guy.
But he's not the style of head coach who can be doing this. And by the way,
but he is doing it, though. That's the difference.
I understand. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying he shouldn't be. This goes into what he's doing versus what he should be doing. And I guess it's like, oh, you're willing to throw your marriage away for that? That's kind of what I'm thinking about here is like, okay, I understand putting him on the table for a fair amount of things. I don't understand doing that when it comes to Dylan Gabriel versus Shadur.
I mean, maybe this just goes back to that draft conversation where the entire world read it as that was Stefanski's pick in Dylan Gabriel and it was Haslam's pick in Shadur Sanders. And he is just, and Stefanski is trying his damnedest to make sure that everyone knows that he can make Dylan Gabriel into something. And it's just, okay, he's living very much in the moment about what's in front of him right now and not worry about any investments down the line.
216-474-0092. Shadur is not getting any first-team reps right now. Should he be? I more look at the discrepancy in how Dylan's being treated and how Shador's being treated when it comes to rep utilization, and I just think that's silly. I just think that's very silly for where they were drafted and what I think both guys are capable of in the long run. Mike, Dan, Derek, Robert, you guys stick there. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.